Early in April 1865, Charles Coffin, a correspondent for the Boston Journal, witnessed an extraordinary occurrence. Having reported on the Civil War from the earliest days, he had observed many significant events, from the First Battle of Bull Run 4 years earlier through Grant's final campaign in Virginia in 1865. Now he was present at the capture of Richmond and the arrival of President Abraham Lincoln in the fallen Confederate capital. Coffin recounted, "No carriage was to be had, so the President, leading his son, walked to General Weitzel's headquarters, Jeff Davis's mansion. The walk was long, and the President halted a moment to rest. 'May de good Lord bless you, President Lincoln,' said an old Negro, removing his hat and bowing, with tears of joy rolling down his cheeks. The President removed his own hat and bowed in silence. It was a bow which upset the forms, laws, customs, and ceremonies of centuries of slavery." So ended the Civil War. Of course, it would be a few more days before Robert E. Lee's final surrender at Appomattox Courthouse on April 9, 1865, and months more of dislocation, followed by years of bitter Reconstruction and decades of hatefulness between victor and vanquished. But in this brief moment, in the crumbling, burning remnants of the Confederate capital, the heart and symbol of the ruined Confederate cause, the war came to a close. Hundreds of thousands were dead. A large part of the country was in ruins, smoldering. A deep sense of regional mistrust and racial hatred would sunder America for decades. But here, as the tall, somber President bowed to a former slave, the war was crystallized in an eternal moment of reconciliation. The doomed Lincoln, symbol of the Union, worn down by the years and the losses, slow to name slavery as the enemy, but indomitable in his will to ultimately destroy it, and an aged slave, bent by years of relentless labor, glorying in the first flush of freedom. "We have the wolf by the ears," an aging Thomas Jefferson had written to a friend 45 years earlier, "and we can neither hold him nor safely let him go. Justice is in one scale and self-preservation in the other." Jefferson's wolf was, of course, slavery. And this big, bad wolf had been banging at America's door almost since the arrival of the English in America. It huffed and puffed and nearly blew the house down.